Greetings, my peeps. Welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, my Final Four preview, yes, for both the men and the women. So we'll get into all of it, guys. Who's gotten here and my predictions. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we are just about here. Your Final Four, guys, for both the men and the women brackets. It has been kind of an uneventful tournament for both the men and the women, to be honest. All your top seeds pretty much prevailed. So, you know, there's an argument to be made. Is NIL's killing the Cinderella story? So you have that. But for the most part, it's been pretty much chalk, guys. So with that said, let us not delay. Let's get into it. We'll start off with the men. And we will start in your Eastern bracket. Coming out of that Eastern bracket, the Duke Blue Devils, guys. And this is how they did it. The number one seed overall, Duke, on Thursday in their Sweet 16, they beat the number four ranked Arizona Wildcats. And they beat them by a score of 100-93. Leading the way, of course, Cooper Flagg, their dynamic freshman. He led the way with 30 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, and 3 block shots. I mean, he was doing everything, guys, in this game. And then Con Knubel, he scored 20 points along with 4 rebounds and 3 assists. He's a freshman as well, guys. So your two freshmen leading the way in this one. And then on the losing side for Arizona, Caleb Love, who probably positioned himself to quite possibly be a lottery pick in the 2025 NBA draft. He finished with 35 points. He hits 5 threes in this game, guys, along with 4 rebounds. So Caleb Love going out on a high note, but his team couldn't get over the hump. So Duke takes this game, and then on to the Elite Eight, which was played that Saturday. And Duke, again, takes care of business, quite handily, actually, over the number two seed, Alabama. And they win this one 85-65. And that game, Newell again. He has a very strong game, 21 points for him, along with 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals. Cooper Flagg, still a solid game, 16 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists. And then Tyrese Proctor for them, he chips in 17 points, along with 5 rebounds and 2 steals. And the story for Alabama, guys, Mark Sears, their fine senior, held in check, guys. 6 points and 6 assists. He shot it 2-for-12 from the field, 1-for-5 from 3. That's not going to get it done, guys. So he goes out on a sour note, but still he'll be a intriguing pick in the draft, the NBA draft. So there's that. But Duke prevails, so they come out of the Eastern bracket, guys. And then opposite them in the Midwest, number one seed Houston, guys, in their Sweet 16 match against the number four Purdue Boilermakers, they get the win, and they squeak by them 62-60. And that game, Milos Uzan, there, Jr., 22 points. He hit 6 threes in this game, and actually he got the game-winning basket on an inbounds play to seal that victory, guys. So the 22 points, like I said, 6 threes, along with 6 assists and 3 rebounds for him. And their junior, Emmanuel Sharp, 17 points, guys. And then in the loss, Braden Smith, he scores 7 points along with 5 assists, 3 rebounds. And then Fletcher Lawyer, 16 points for him. So there you go, guys. It was a squeaker of a game, but Houston prevails. Then in your Elite Eight, Houston, they get the win handily over the number 2 Tennessee Volunteers. 69-50 was the score. Leading the way for Houston, how about LJ Cryer, guys? They're senior. 17 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists for him. And then Emmanuel Sharp, 16 points. He drops 4 threes in this game. And then for Tennessee, not such a strong game from your seniors. Chaz Lanier, 17 points, 7 rebounds. Sakia Ziegler, just 5 points and 5 assists. They both combined to shoot 5 for 27 from the field and 3 for 18 from 3. That's not going to get it done, guys. So Houston prevails. So now you have a matchup in the Final Four. Number 1 Duke coming out of the East, and then number 1 in the Midwest, the Houston Cougars. So Duke, you know, they have a rich history in Final Fours. So there's that. But they're doing it with a new coach now, John Shire. So we'll see what he can bring. And then Houston has, well, back in the 80s, they were a strong team when you had the likes of Akeem Olajuwon there, Clyde Drexler, and those guys. But here they are again in your Final Four. So we'll see what happens there. Then let's look at the West bracket. Number 1 Florida, guys, prevailing. In the Sweet 16, they beat the number 5. I believe they were 5th seed. They were 4th or 5th seed. Maryland beat them 87-71. So they beat them. And then coming out of that, leading the way in scoring, Will Richard with 15 points and 4 rebounds, 3 assists. And then Elijah Martin, their senior, he has 14 points and 7 rebounds. And then on the flip side, you have for Maryland, Derek Queen, their freshman, had a solid game, 27 points. And with that, 5 rebounds, 2 steals. And then the brother of Angel Reese, Julian Reese, he has 12 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. So there you go in that regard. So that pushes the number 1 seed Florida to the Elite Eight, where they would take on the number 3 seed, the Texas Tech Raiders, and they beat them 84-79 in a game where their senior showed up. Walter Clayton Jr., a whopping 30 points along with 4 assists and 2 blocks. Thomas Hogg coming off the bench, 20 points and 11 rebounds. So he has a double-double. And then on the flip side for Texas Tech, Darian Williams, 23 points, 5 rebounds, 3 steals. And JT Toppin, he has a double-double with 20 points and 11 rebounds. So Florida, that's your team coming out of the West bracket. Then in the South bracket, how about Auburn, guys? Your number one seed. They handily beat Michigan in the Sweet 16, the fifth seed. They beat them 78-65. Johnny Broom leads the way for them, their senior. He's been magnificent in these tournaments, guys. 22 points, 16 rebounds, 2 steals. And then you get the combination of Denver Jones, the senior, along with Tahad Pettiford, the freshman, both adding 20 points for Auburn. Then on the losing side, Derek Wolfe, 20 points, 6 rebounds, and Vladislav Golden, their senior, just 10 points, 9 rebounds, 2 blocks for him. So Auburn moves on to the Elite Eight. And in the Elite Eight, guys, they face Michigan State. So they take care of the state of Michigan, guys, beating the University of Michigan and then Michigan State. Beat them 70-64. Again, Johnny Broom, 25 points, 14 rebounds. And then for Michigan State, Jackson Kohler, he gets a double-double with 17 points and 11 rebounds. Jayden Atkins, 15 points for the senior. So that sets the stage for the other side of the Final Four, your number one seed Florida versus your number one seed Auburn. So, guys, it's all chalk now. Your number one seed's coming out of all four brackets. My predictions, I got to go with Duke. As far as that game goes, Duke versus Houston. I think Duke is riding the momentum as number one team in the nation. I think Cooper Flag, a lot of people are making comparisons between him and Carmelo Anthony and what he did with Syracuse back in his day. He's on that kind of course, guys. He's 2 wins away from pulling off a Carmelo Anthony and bringing his team to victory. I think the kid can do it, to be honest with you. So he's got to have help, though. He's got to have Tyrese Proctor in there. He's got to have Newpel helping out as well. But, I mean, Houston's not going to be easy. Definitely not going to be easy. But I think Duke is riding the momentum right now, and I'm picking them to come out of that game. And then on the other side, between Florida and Auburn, I think Auburn has something going on here. Johnny Broom has been the best big man in the tournament by far. So I think Auburn will come out of this one and face Duke in that final game. And I'm just going with Duke all the way. So I think it'll be Auburn and Duke, and I'm picking Duke, guys. So that's the way I'm seeing that. So that is your one side. I mean, that is your men's as far as that goes. Let's talk about the women, guys. The women pretty much came out chalk, but we'll talk about it. Region 2, we'll start there first. South Carolina, you know, Dawn's team, Dawn Staley's squad. In the Sweet 16, they pull out the victory over Maryland, and they beat Maryland 71-67, a game that I watched. And I tell you what, guy, Malaysia Fulwalee, the sophomore, had a fantastic game for them coming off the bench, 23 points, along with 5 rebounds, 3 assists. And Chloe Kitts, their junior, She has a double-double with 15 points and 11 rebounds. And then on the losing side, they were in it. Maryland was. But Kayleen Smekel, she had foul trouble. But she was having a fantastic game, guys. She finished with 17 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. So I think if it wasn't for the foul trouble, they would have really gave South Carolina all it can handle. So with that said, Dawn Staley, she survives. Moving on to the Elite Eight, they face the number 2 seed Duke, and they able to squeak by them 54-50. And a bit of a nail biter, guys. They get the win. Chloe Kitts leads the way with 14 points, 4 rebounds. Their senior, Sonya Fagan, 12 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. So, I mean, she was doing everything, guys. So they lead the way for South Carolina. And then for the losing side, Toby Fournier. Remember, she had missed the first 2 games in the tournament, guys. So she comes back for this one, 18 points, 6 rebounds. And Ashlyn Jackson, 13 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds. Not enough, and South Carolina prevails. So South Carolina comes out of Region 2. Moving on to Region 3, the Texas Longhorn, Lady Longhorns, guys. The number 1 seed in the Sweet 16, they beat the number 5 seed Tennessee 67-59. In that game, Madison Booker, she leads the way as always, guys. Their sophomore, 17 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists for her. And this is a game that I watched as well. On the losing side, Ruby Whitehorn, their junior with 16 points, and Z Spearman. I mean, she played a fine game, 13 points, 7 rebounds, but not enough to overtake Texas, guys. And then in that Elite Eight, another game that I watched, Texas gets the win over number 2 seed TCU, 58-47. And guys, they put on a defensive clinic in that game. Madison Booker, 18 points, 6 rebounds, 2 steals. And then their senior, Rory Harmon, 13 points, 5 assists, 2 steals. Haley Van Lith, you know, her appearances at the free throw line saved her. She had 17 points and 8 rebounds. She shot it only 3-for-15 from the field. Haley, she had a fantastic tournament up until then, you know, so hats off to her and willing the TCU team to Elite Eight. And then also Sedona Prince, who had been playing so well, only 4 points along with 9 rebounds. She was in foul trouble the whole way, ended up fouling out. I think that was the difference in the game, at least in my eyes. So your number 1 seed in Region 2 and Region 3 survives. And you're going to have a third match, if you will, between these two. The number 1 seed, Texas in Region 3. Number 1 seed, South Carolina, going head-to-head once again. Now, talking about the other side in Region 1, your number 1 team overall, UCLA, they take care of Ole Miss, the number 5 seed, 76-62. Lauren Betts leading the way, had a fantastic game, guys. 31 points, 10 rebounds, 3 blocks. Oh, by the way, she shot 15-for-16 from the field. And then Kiki Rice, their junior, along with Betts, who's a junior, 13 points, 7 assists, 3 rebounds. And then for Ole Miss, for Coach Yeo, Kennedy Todd Williams, they're seeing it with 13 points and 9 rebounds. And Madison Scott, also a senior, not a great game, 4 points on 2 of 11 shooting. So this pushes UCLA to the Elite Eight, where they face the number 3 seed, LSU, and Kim Mulkey's squad. They were able to beat them, guys, 72-65. Lauren Betts, again, 17 points, 7 rebounds. Gabriela Jaquez, their junior, 18 points. She hit 4 threes in this game, 8 rebounds, and 3 steals to lead the way for UCLA. Then on the losing side, Flauje Johnson with a masterful game, 28 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks, doing just about everything. And Anissa Morrow, they kind of kept her at bay, guys. Remember the prior game, she had the 30 points along with 19 rebounds, just 15 points in this along with 7 rebounds for LSU. And then all the hubbub was about Kim Mulkey, how she had this exchange with the reporter, who's like a student reporter, where he says to her about the client, Elite Eight, you lost 2 Elite Eights in a row. And then she got what many deem as snarky and asked the reporter how many Final Fours he's been to. He said none. So she said, that's pretty good then, huh? And then he said, yeah. And then she winked her eye at him. So everybody took it and ran away with it. Even my guy, Shannon Sharp, made a big deal out of it. This is why having just the audio and just playing it to a certain point doesn't work, guys. You got to have the video and play it to its entirety, guys. So I think it's the whole bunch being made out of nothing. She's dealt with that reporter before, and it's been all good. So I thought a lot was made out of something that was minuscule. So I'll leave it there. So that is one side of the bracket. Your region 4. The UConn Huskies, guys. The number 2 seed. They take care of number 3 seed, Oklahoma. 82-59. Paige Beckers puts on an absolute clinic. 40 points, guys. Of that, she hits 6 threes. Add in 6 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks. An absolute masterpiece, guys. Willing her team to a win. And on the losing side, the senior, Peyton Verhulst, 16 points and 3 rebounds. So UConn advances and goes to the Elite Eight, where they face the number 1 seed, USC. Mind you, they're without Juju Watkins, who's tore up her knee in the opening round, guys. No, she tore it up in the second round. So, yeah. Tough break for them. So you talk about a tall task taking on this UConn team, and they weren't able to prevail. So UConn gets the win, 78-64. Paige Beckers, another masterpiece, 31 points. This time she hits 4 threes, guys. 6 assists, 4 steals, 3 rebounds, 2 blocks. I mean, having an absolute masterful tournament so far. The freshman, Sarah Strong, with a fine game, 22 points. She hits 4 threes, guys, along with 17 rebounds and 4 assists. And then for USC, Rhea Marshall leads the way, their senior, with a double-double, 23 points and 15 rebounds. And then Kiki Arafin, they put the clamps on her, guys. Just 10 points on 3 of 15 shooting and 6 rebounds. So UCLA will now face the number 2 seed, Duke. So it was nearly chalk, guys, but UConn had something else to say on the matter. So here's how it shakes out. Your first game, South Carolina versus Texas. So you're going to have this match yet again. Texas has beaten them twice, guys. So it seems like Texas has their number. Can South Carolina overcome Texas to get the win? I think Texas is on a mission, guys. I think they're on a mission. I understand. I get it. Dawn Staley. I hate picking against Dawn Staley. I don't know. It just seemed like Texas has something cooking there. So I'm going to pick Texas in the upset, guys, here to advance and get to the final. And then on the other side, this is the one I've been laboring over, guys. I'm going to do it. UConn, I think, is on a mission here, and I'm going to take them in the win. And so it's UConn versus Texas. I'm saying UConn all the way, guys. I think Paige Becker's on the mission. This is the one thing that's not on her resume, getting a national championship. I think she's locked and loaded and ready to do that and get this championship. So I'm picking UConn, guys. So for your men's side, I'm picking Duke. On the women's side, UConn. So should be a fantastic next couple of days, guys. I look forward to giving you a recap of that. So yeah, this was a short one, guys. So it's all about the college basketball, the tournaments and all. So NBA playoffs right around the corner. So we're getting locked in with that. So should be exciting times coming down the road. So, and of course, you know, I'll have it for you. With that said, that's it, guys. All Things Basketball with GD.com is the website. There you find all my episodes, my clips, and all those things. YouTube, I'm there. I also put links for my show on LinkedIn. Also, guys, as far as podcast platforms, I'm on all of them. Apple, like the videos where you see them. Comment, 5 stars, guys, where you can rate it. Much appreciated. My support buttons is on the website, and then Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. Again, $GD, that sports dude. That's where you can catch me, guys. Also, as far as social media, Instagram, TikTok, while we still have it, and Blue Sky for the moment. Some Facebook in there, but not much. No X. Fan base is still a work in progress, so it is what it is. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. As always, we'll talk soon. Take care.